Hello?
Hello?
What are your messages?
Well, we've got pretty good range of some of our regulars, you know, that we get a reading on. It's interesting, Knopfiger was very pleased on the basis of the
Agnew.
That you'd gotten the digs in such a good way that it wasn't malicious at all, that you made your point. And then he said you made some excellent conservative points, especially the Agnew thing. Brady Black made the point that the answers, that the whole thing inspired a lot of confidence. Knopfiger made the confidence point, too, and that's the one that seems to come up in this one. Black said that it was a very good thing on the POWs, and especially good on China, the funding China thing. Keith Wilson at the Omaha World Herald said it was very wise to clear up the Agnew question, that the explanation of the bombing thing was very clear and satisfactory, and that you were very good on the question of charisma and performance. And
did any of them get across the point that Rather was very antagonistic?
Yeah, that's what I was just getting to.
That really came through with the, I mean, I've talked about half a dozen already on Patricia and Julia. Rose, of course, the antagonist, but boy,
okay, but
they thought it was horrible.
Now we got a couple of these others. Les Aaron said it was a great show. The president was totally frank and told everything he could tell. Showed clearly that he's president first, party leader second. Gordon Allen said it was exceedingly well done, especially in the face of the competition from Rather and his attempts to play down every positive aspect.
Huh.
Said it was great on everything except the farm issue. And he said the political reaction is going to be that you said Agnew will be on the ticket.
Oh, sure. Have to.
Sure. Bobby Griffin said overall it was outstanding, that it's one of the toughest ordeals the president's ever had with a newsman. That Rather was obviously well prepared, but very nasty. Martin Hayden said the president did very well, but Rather got awfully mean at times. And he was very pleased with the statement on amnesty and the POWs. And Reg Murphy said that was the most offhand announcement of the selection of a vice president I've ever heard. It was a very good presentation, that you should do more of it. And from several of the business people, one of them, you should have done more on the economy. There was too much on Vietnam. Well, I wasn't sure.
Well, what the hell is my fault? Right. He's got that business. I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Oh, they know it. But, you know, that's... They're just analyzing what was on the show. Surprisingly frank on the vice president, on the POWs, on Taiwan, and on the summit. You weren't political at all, and which was good, and didn't even mention the fact that you don't have a majority in Congress. Another one says it was highly informative. You should do more of them. Most relaxed he's ever seen you. The best ever on television. Excellent on the summit timing. Excellent explanation on the summit timing. One of them said, I was very impressed with the president, and my view of Dan Rather was confirmed. Then, a very interesting one is Lou Harris, who says, the president was superb. He's personally incensed that Rather took two poll questions out of context, and they were old poll results. And he said he thought the president was treated in very bad taste. He was shocked that there were no ground rules, and he thought it was the most hostile that he had ever seen a president go through.
Well, I hope he says that. Now, get that out. Where do you do that?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him to get it out.
Good.
But the president seems to do his best when he's challenged, and he seems to do it very well. But, yeah, George Tyson.
Now, put that as a...
Move back on the Harris
top,
one, and we'll get some more...
Top,
you know,
priority. But don't leave it to Harris, Bob. Got
right.
A few of our people to say that Harris said it.
Right. But that's,
you think it's worth doing?
Sure. I absolutely do.
For all the work we did?
Yep. is. I think it is.
It certainly doesn't hurt us, and we've answered 31 questions, which is not really too many on 31 in an hour, is not as many as we should have had, but you ask such questions that require long answers.
Well, some of them had to, and some of them had to.
And also, I wanted to make my points, and I kept getting in about the economy, and everything was moving pretty well.
Most of the basics that we need to get over, and I think maybe the best thing we've got of all is without you setting up to do it, is shooting down the damn political stuff.
Yeah, and saying in effect, well, I probably will be a candidate, but I'm going to hold it until I look at the situation then.
Yeah. Well, and on the political motivation thing, that's the thing that they try to get into on. I think, in a way, it was good for you to have the chance to hit it head on.
We hit it with a guy who is really hitting it all the time.
Yeah.
Everything is political, but I get up finding out what the hell, why would the Chinese and the Russians be interested in me?
Yeah.
Them saying it was not a, and then that even if they were, that I would make no decision that would be, in the bad interest of the country for the purpose of the election.
Yeah.
That come through?
Oh, absolutely. And you made it, you made the point that no president would.
We have to really do a job on Rather on this. I really think that you can get a hold of Colson and tell him to really get a raft of letters, wires, and other really raising hell about saying he got antagonistic. Do you think this is a good idea?
I talked to Dick Howard in his office a minute ago.
Which
had already told him to get started on.
Good.
And on getting that Harris. The best thing is he kept quoting the Harris poll and jumping in that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Get Harris, who is a CBS guy himself.
Well, he is, yeah.
That's right.
Well, the real question we have to consider is whether we ought to do more of this sort of thing, It's a probably good idea.
Yeah.
Or wait. Give Bill Rogers a call and ask him what he thought. Call me back, will you?
Sure.